in the limelight.
The human rights situation has gone from bad to worse in the Persian Gulf island state of Bahrain, which is ruled by the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime of pirate origin, says Kayhan International staff writer in an article published under the heading, "Have the Al Khalifas reached the end of the road?" Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The human rights situation has gone from bad to worse in the Persian Gulf island state of Bahrain, which is ruled by the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime of pirate origin. Bahrain's long-suppressed majority has seen the alarming erosion of its birthrights, with leading religious and political activists imprisoned, along with hundreds of others, including women and children opposing the dictatorial clique, which is supported by the US and is now a client of the illegal Zionist entity. As a matter of fact, the Zionist regime has tightened its tentacles in Manama by opening an embassy and making the Al Khalifa regime to build a huge synagogue in Bahraini capital for the handful of Jews who are not even of Bahraini extraction. This is while the regime indulges in the sacrilegious behavior of demolishing Husseinias and mosques, tearing religious banners depicting the sufferings of the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and even trampling copies of the Noble Quran. Aside from its brazen persecution of the Shia Muslim majority, whose prominent religious leader, Ayatollah Isa Qasim, has been forcibly exiled, the regime is now actively collaborating with the Zionists in occupied Palestine by assisting Israeli regime troops in the brutal attacks on Sunni Muslim worshippers in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. All this is happening while the so-called advocates of democracy look the other way and feel no inhibitions in praising the butchers ruling Bahrain, such as Britain, the US, and France. Even the calls from human rights bodies based in the West are being ignored by the UN and the North American and West European regimes concerning the prominent prisoners of conscience, such as Abdul Jalal al-Senkis, Abdul Hadi al-Khawaja, Hassan Mushaima, Nabil Rajab, and Sheikh Ali Salman, leader of the Al-Wefaq party, who until his imprisonment headed the elected opposition group in the now-dissolved parliament. Some of these prisoners, languishing in the regime's dungeons for more than a decade, are in a critical condition due to torture, hunger strikes, and denial of medical treatment. The Al Khalifas seem determined to outdo Saddam of the now defunct Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad in his reign of terror against Iraq's majority. If they think they can escape the miserable fate of the Ba'athist dictator, who was ironically overthrown by his own American masters, they are in for a rude shock, because the US, which has its 5th Naval Fleet based in Manama, is nobody's friend. The moment Washington feels its interests are imperiled, it has a habit of changing its tracks in order to avert a popular uprising that would bring in power revolutionaries opposed to the Americans and the Zionists. In such a case, crafty Uncle Sam would quickly assemble some pseudo-religious and secular elements in the name of a democratic front to replace the ailing Al Khalifas, who would be whisked away safely to the US along with the hundreds of billions of dollars of the country's stolen oil wealth, which is already stashed in the banks of the US, Britain, and France, and well out of reach of any incoming government. At any rate, the days of the Al Khalifa regime are numbered, and the onus is now on the Islamic revolutionary elements of the Bahraini society to accelerate their movement for ensuring the identity and independence of their nation by thwarting the devilish designs of the Americans.